Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Avraham Yitzchak ben Esther, Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina, Yudi Yaakov ben Dina Chasha, Shalav Bracha Vaslach Vachoma Seyedeyem, and the Tided Bas Sita Rachel, and Rafael Chaim Dov ben Risa Shoshana, Bracha Vatzlacha, Rufuas Hanefesh Rufus Haguf, Shmuel Pinchas ben Rav Asher Zelig, and Yechiel ben Shalamis, Lebracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeyem. In Parashas Achremos, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yit Zayin, it says, V'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam mos yumas. When a man smites the soul of any man, die ye shall surely die. Rashi writes from the Torah's Kohanim that the chiddush of this pasuk is that one is chayev not only if he kills a man, but even if he kills an isha or a katan. That's why it says kol nefesh. So even an isha or a katan, not like it says in Parashas Mishpatim, Shmos Perek Chof Aleph of Pasuk Yud Beis, Maka Ish Vameis, which is Mash Medafka an Ish. So the kasha is very clear. Why is this chiddush here, which is a chiddush in Hilchos Ritzicha, written in the context of Parashas Achremos, after the parasha of the Mekalel, the one who cursed God? Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe lemer hotze it's a Mekalel mechutz lamachane v'samchu kol hashom es yedeyam al rosho v'rogmo so kol ha'edos, this Mekalel gets skila v'nokev shem Hashem mos yumas, etc. Person, God forbid, curses God, he gets killed, he gets skila v'ish pitom, it says the next pasuk, v'ish ki yaka kol nefesh Adam mos yumas, ma kesher ma shaychus. This chiddush in Hilchos Ritzicha in the parasha of the Mekalel. As the Alshich was omed on this Nakuda. So, Agoin Rav David Yitzchok Mann, in his Dibe Er, in the Madura Tinyon in Parashas Achremos, explains as follows. In the inyan of onshei HaTorah that were given to somebody who sins, there are really two ways, at least, of looking at onshim. One way is that it's a mahalach of onesh and nekama. It's revenge, it's punishment. Did a sin, he deserves to be punished. Mitzad sheni, we could say it's a mahalach of tikun ha-me'uvas. It's fixing. And we find this in Tosas and Yevamos, Vavamid Beis, Divar Maschil Taima. Who writes on Onshei Beis Din B'Shabbos, it's not a kilkul gomer. Why isn't it considered a kilkul? Because there's a tikkun gavra, the person's fixed. There's a tikkun, look there in Tosis, and the Trumas Hadesh and Reis Samachai. So you see that an onish is a tikkun. Because if it's merely nekama, then why is it called tikkun gavra? And we also see this in the Gemara in Makkos Beis Amud Beis. Hu asa maisa b'mehu, shal asa maisa b'mezid lo ligli, ki hechad lo tehavi le kapara. Hem shalo asu maise, b'meizid liglu, ki hechad tehavi lehu kapara. So the Gemara there says that somebody who does a maise b'meizid, he doesn't go to galus in order that he shouldn't have a kapara. But they who didn't do a maise b'meizid do go to galus in order they should have a kapara. So you see that the onish of galus is considered a kapara. So you see, nachamo, that an onish is a tikkun. And it's well known what the Maharsha says in Sanhedrin 64b, that ain onshin min hadin, you don't learn an onish from a kal v'chomer, is in order that he shouldn't, if this a sin is more chamor, how can he have kapara? Maybe he shouldn't get kapara for more serious aveira. Because you see that the onish is a kapara. And you look there, and also in Tosas and Pesachim Lamed Beis Amed Beis Dibur Maslam Meila, who writes similarly. So we see that B'chol Onshin Shebetorah Lav Dafka Onish Galus Onshim are considered a Kapara Tikun, and see also in Kedushin Lamed Hayomet Aleph Bava Kamates Vav Amed Beis that men and women are equated. For onshin, we can't learn that they're also equated by dinim, Because by onshim there's a kapara, chas rachmana. So again, you see in the Gemara that onesh is a kapara. Mishum dechas rachmana, Kadosh Baruch Hu has mercy. The onesh is a kapara; it's an atonement. We see this in Sanhedrin Mem Beis Amid Beis, and Chiyuv Misa, that it's like paraman esrafim because it's machshir and mechaper. So you see that it's kapara like karbanis. You see this in Yad Raman Sanhedrin Mem Vav Amid Beis, that it says there that if kvura is mishum kapara, if he says al tikburuni, that he doesn't want the kapara, you don't bury him. So if so, Frekta Yad Rama, why isn't somebody who gets Onshe Beisdin, he doesn't want the kapara? So he said, I don't want the Onesh Beisdin. I don't want this kapara that they want to give me. So don't give me this punishment. So you see, the Onesh is Machmas Kapara. However, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shor Shittalit writes that Onshem are also Nekima. Onshem are also a punishment. They're vengeance against this person who did something wrong. On the other hand, we also see in these sugyas that we mentioned numerous places that there's kapara. That's why women also get an onish like a man. They're lucky. They get a kapara. So now we have these two inyanim of kapara and nekama regarding an onish. And this is also what we see in this parish of the Megadev. We see that in Sanhedrin Ayin Ches Amid Beis, it says that killing this Megadev was a Rosh Shah because the Onesh Misa had not yet been said. It was only said now in the Megadev, so it's a Rosh Shah just for now, just started now. So Mesvara would appear that such an Onesh that comes from Haras Shah without being forewarned, it can't be an onesh for nekama. He wasn't warned before. So vada, we have a klal ein onshin elin kein mazhirim. You need azhara first. You need a warning. So what's this onesh? It must be a tikkun. It's a kapara. So it emerges according to this that in this sivui of the Rigas HaMegadev, it was mischadesh that there's a klal chiyuv onshin shel Torah that they come the kapara, and it would seem that explains the hemshech haparsha, that the other dinim are also coming out kapara. So let's explain this chiyuv ritzicha that we opened the shir with. So yes, there is already a chiyuv misa on the rotzeach in parshas mishpatim. But if it's an onish of nekama, you could have a havamina that there's no place for such a serious nekama. Unless he killed an ish. Unless he killed somebody who's chayv in tarig mitzvahs. And therefore he's mischayv in this nekama gedola of netilas nafsho. But on less than this, kibarigas isho katan. So we could say that there's not going to be such a serious nekama on the rotzeach. But now that we find that the onesh is a tikkun, so since it's pashut, that for ritzichas isha o katan, it's also aser, and the lav of lo sirtzach, and a person needs a tikkun on such a serious aveira, such a severe aveira. So, therefore, if there's an inyan of tikkun and kapara for hariga, so the tikkun kapara is going to apply to nashim miktanim as well. If we give a takana for somebody who did a more serious avera of killing an ish, so we're certainly going to give a kapara for somebody who does a less serious avera, right? Before we saw just the opposite, that ain onshin min adin, because maybe you only get a kapara for a lesser avera, but for a more serious avera you don't get that punishment as a tikkun. But if we see you get the punishment for the more serious avera, so you certainly get the punishment for the less serious avera. So therefore, if you get punished for a tikkun, for killing somebody who's chayv in all the mitzvahs, there's certainly going to be a tikkun in killing somebody who's chayv in less mitzvahs. In the Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim, Pasuk Yudalid says there of them, the Pasuk here, we would have thought that a person's Chayav Misa is in the Pasuk in Mishpatim. A person's Chayav Misa gam b'shogeg, or b'horei goy, or a doctor that accidentally killed, or a makabrishas bezdin, or somebody who accidentally was roid de bibino and chashon killed him. So you would have thought, says in Parashas Mishpatim, that from our pasuk, not the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, excuse me, in our pasuk here, that a person would be chayav misa for even b'shogeg, even b'horigo, etc. And therefore, it says in Parashas Mishpatim, v'chiyazidish, etc. We have a pasuk there that's motzias hashogeg. So from the pasuk in Achremos, you would think a person's even chayav for shogeg, for goy, for a doctor, for makabrishus bezdin. So kol mashon the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim that he's not chayav misa, and that's matim to exactly what we've been saying. Because there's no room for onesh b'mahalach shel nekama if the person's shogeg, or the other cases. But sof he killed, and there's a pagam that needs a tikkun, and therefore the fiar pasuk here, you would think that he gets this tikkun, that he is chayav misa. So come on the parish, the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, that no, you need a pagam in the darg of mezid, and it has to be a Jew. But even after the limud, it still emerges that our pasuk here is talking about the tikkun, and the pasuk in Mishpatim is talking about the onesh, the nekama. So you would think, just from our pasuk, that there is a tikkun for shogeg, etc. So come on the parish, the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, that no, there's no onesh mitzah. So we have a special gzeres hakosef. But sof kol sof, why? Because that parsha is talking about nekama. So in that parsha of nekama, it says no. If gzeres hakosef, there is none. Because here, no nekama is necessary. What about the tikkun? So that's the gzeres hakosef, that there's also going to be no tikkun. That's what it teaches us in parsha Shabbat, and the parsha teaches us that onesh is in nekama. But sof sof, our pasuk is still talking about tikkun, as we explain. Also, the Mechilta there in Pasuk Yitbeis, that from our Pasuk here, you would have thought that a person's Chayav Misa, even if he slapped the guy, Sotro Stira. And therefore, we have the Parsha, because it says here, Yake. Vishki Yake kol nefesh adam. So it says Yake. So you would think that just Sotro Stira is going to be Chayav Misa. Therefore, we have Parsha Shpatim. Maki Shumais. He has to be Tetzei Navsho. And that's also matim to what we've been saying. That here, it says Chas Rachmana, he has a Tikkun. And therefore, even Sotro Stira, that there's a like Shvichus Damim here. Like it says at the end of the Mechilta, that the Alfusa is that we need Kol Nafsho, and it's not enough Mixus Nafsho. So you see in the Habamina that you would have thought that it's enough Mixus Nafsho, maybe Mitzad Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim, and he slapped him in such a way that's a Bizayon, slapping something in the face. Is a big bizayon, very big bizayon. So therefore, it's a little mixus nafsho. So mixus nafsho, you would think that yes, that requires a tikkun. So therefore, you have the pasuk over there that tells us no, that when is this tikkun necessary? You're only going to get the tikkun when it's harigas kol nafsho. But we understand very well the havamina. The havamina is that mixus nafsho. Right, it's pasha that there's no nekama, that we're not going to kill the guy just for mixus nafsho. So there it has to be kol nafsho. The only havamina that we're going to kill the guy for mixus nafsho is not alts nekama, but alts tikkun. Alts nekama, he didn't do a serious enough avera, but maybe the tikkun, he needs the tikkun. So kama shalom the pasuk over there, then no, he's only going to get the tikkun if it's kol neshama. But we understand the havamina because our psukim, our pasuk is talking about tikkun, and tikkun, you would have a tikkun by Sotro Stira. Not in a comma, but a tikkun, yes. And at this, we also can understand what it says in Pasuk Yudches. Umaka nefesh behem avaiter in this parasha. Umaka nefesh behem yishal mena nefesh tachas nefesh. One who hits the nefesh of a behem has to pay a soul for a soul. So we have to understand what's this din, what's the shaychas of this din to the horah shah of the chiyuv mis of the Megadef. So based on what we said, it would appear that in Pashtus HaPasuk, there's a chiyuv to be mashlim the nezek b'ofen shel nefesh tachas nefesh, a soul for a soul. In other words, that you're going to have to buy him a behemah like the behemah he had. So here was mischadesh that you could be mashlim by giving him money. Keshovi an nezek asher asa, equal to the nezek that he did, lashon haramban over here. And the inyan is that here there's a chiyuv of tikkun ahevseid ubitulo. You have to fix the loss. You have to mevatel the loss. So bepashtus, it would be aide behema mamish tachas behema. So here was mischadesh that you don't need that the tikkun should be boiser dover mamish. Yitochen atikkun gamin atzad, also by money. So again, this parasha is talking about tikkun. So we're telling us how to be metaken. You might think without these pasuk, without this pasuk, you have to fix it. You have to mamish give a behema. So it's telling us, no. There's also minatikun. You also can be metaken in the chait. It's teaching you how to be metaken in the chait by paying money. And that's also matim to the drasha of the Gemara. The drasha in the Gemara, Bavakama Yuramid Beis, says Yishalmena. Don't read Yishalmena, read Yashlimena. Mikansha Bailim Metaplim Benevela. That the owner of the dead animal, the animal that was killed, the owner takes care of the nevela. In other words, we see from this that there's a chiyuv of tikkun vashlamas hefseid, that's yashlimena, be mashlim the hefseid. And from this comes the din of bailim metaplim benevela. What's bailim metaplim benevela? That kayadua, that ad shiur anevela, there's no chiyuv nezikin. Until the price of the nevela, whatever the nevela costs, that he doesn't have to pay. Because on this there was no hezek, that's mechayiv hashlama. You have to be mashlim the loss. You have to fill in what he missed out on. But the nevela he still has. So the bailim still take the nevela. And you just fill it in. You have to make a tikkun. You're attacking the pagam. Where does the pagam start? After the price of the nevela. So whatever the nevela costs, that the bailim gets to keep. That's deducted from what he has to pay. And he just mashlim the difference between the value of the nevela and the value of the animal when it was alive. Because again, we're talking here about tikkun. And that's how he makes the tikkun. And with this, we can also explain Vayter in the parasha. So I hope that in the next shiur we will be able to continue. I hope. B'li nadir, I can't promise. But that is the mahalach of this parasha. So we explain beautiful how it starts with the makalel, and then it goes into ish kiyake nefesh kolad and mos yumas, and then maka nefesh bein mishal men and nefesh tachas nefesh. So it's all in the mahalach of tikkun. And hopefully next time we will see how this plays out further in the parsha. And v'hadvarim hayu nifloim v'amukim b'siyat d'dishmaya, and we should be zocha lilmol d'lamed lishmor v'lasos u'lekaimus kol divrei salma torasa v'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.